Brilliant Audio presents
Vegas Sunrise by Fern Michaels. 1. At 3:30 in the afternoon, the loudspeaker in the offices of Babylon crackled to life. The decibel level remained high. Customers continued to gamble.
This is a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that Babylon will close its doors promptly at 6 p.m. and will not reopen until 1 minute past midnight. This announcement will be repeated 6 times during the next 3 hours.
Oh, Marcus, do you really think it's going to be a surprise? Fanny asked her husband. What I mean is, Bess and John are smart. Don't you think they'll see through that little ruse we conjured up to get them out of the casino?
No, I do not. Bess knows you never ask her to do anything unless it's important. She thinks she's going to the chicken ranch to coax Ruby Thornton,
What is she, Fanny, your half-sister-in-law, to come to the casino?
I think it's wonderful that you want to include her in the family.
She's part of this family, even though Ash said she came in through the back door. She has Thornton blood, and that's good enough for me and the kids. The same goes for Ash's son. It's not right to deny either Ruby or Jeff Lassiter their rightful place. They're both wonderful people. I know it, and so do my children.
I hope it works out, Fanny.
Of course it will work out. Why wouldn't it? Don't rain on my parade, Marcus.
As if I would ever do that.
Did the boy really agree to come in here and take over for Bess and John? I find that amazing. I had to do some fast talking. His mother helped convince him. He's worked in the casino summers and holidays while he was in college. He knows the business, and what he doesn't know, he'll learn. We signed a 3-year contract with him 2 days ago. It has to work, Marcus, because I had no other options. If Birch was here, it would be different. He isn't here, so I did what I had.